All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, things have definitely changed in regards to Oregon Ducks football following Oregon's 52-27 home loss yesterday to the Stanford Cardinal. The Ducks will now have their first losing season since 2004. And to give you an idea of how successful that Oregon has been since then, they've had four Pac-12 conference championships. They've had seven seasons in which they've won at least 10 contests, while they've also played for two national championships along with three Rose Bowl appearances. You're talking about one Fiesta Bowl appearance over that stretch. And this is definitely a new day for Oregon Ducks football. Mark Helfrich is in his fourth season as the Oregon head football coach. And of course, he came in after the success that Chip Kelly had. And typically, whenever you're an assistant coach who's taking over for the head coach that has had so much success, people are simply going to say, well, you know what? You won with his guys. And that could be the case right now, as this Ducks program has really regressed, and I guarantee you that the boosters there don't want to see that happen to their club. I don't see a situation where Helfrich gets an opportunity to come back for 2017, as this Oregon team, they've had issues at quarterback this season, and typically the strong quarterback play over the years from Oregon, and when you think about the likes of Darren Thomas, Jeremiah Masoli, Marcus Mariota, and Dennis Dixon in recent years, these have been the guys that have been calling the shots, and their prowess at the quarterback position has been able to mask some of the issues that Oregon has had defensively. That has not been the case this year, because first and foremost, defensively, Oregon is 127th out of 128 Division I teams. And you look at it this year alone, as they've had six different opponents score at least 40 points on them. On October 8th, Washington hit them up for 70. On October 1st, Washington State got them for 51. On October 21st, Cal got them for 52. Last Saturday, USC got them for 45. And then yesterday, Stanford got them for 52. And some of these games right here are coming at home. Now, I know Oregon is at the forefront switching up the uniforms every week, but right now it is simply not helping them as far as getting the quality recruits needed to win on a Saturday to Saturday basis. And it's time for them to go back to the drawing board. Now, some names that you are going to hear in 2017 as far as being potential head coaches at Oregon, of course you're going to hear the name Chip Kelly. You saw what he did in his 4 years at Oregon. He can come out right now and say that he is committed to being the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, all that he wants to. But the 49ers are a go-nowhere franchise, and money talks, and I guarantee you that boosters such as Phil Knight will definitely pony up the bread if it means getting Kelly back to Oregon. You're also going to hear the names of people like Houston head football coach Tom Herman and the job that he's done in a brief time for the Cougars. Also, PJ Fleck, who is currently the head football coach at Western Michigan. Western Michigan finds themselves undefeated so far this season, and you know it's only a matter of time before Fleck is really swept off of his feet and looking to move up to a bigger job. Another name to look out for is Scott Frost. He is in his first year as a head football coach of the Central Florida Knights, and he does have ties to the Oregon Ducks football program, as he was a former assistant coach there. Now, at UCF, Frost took over a program that did not win a game last year, and already he has them bowl eligible here in 2016. And finally, Brian Harsin, who is a head football coach at Boise State. That could be a bit of a reach due to the fact that Harsin is a native of Boise, Idaho, and typically he might just be comfortable with his job. But I guarantee you that Helfrich won't be the guy, and more than ever, recruiting in the Pac-12, the competition as far as the recruiting goes is at an all-time high. You look at the likes of Washington State, Oregon State is a team that is sleeping, and they could be on the rise once again. You look at Stanford, you look at Cal, you look at SC, you look at UCLA, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State. So if you are Oregon, there is really, and I mean really, no place for you to slip up. And they found that out the hard way here in 2016. But I guarantee you the money is going to be spent, and this will be a short regression period for Oregon. And I don't think it's going to take them that long to get it going once again and get back onto the national scene. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.